إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، يا عباد الله، هو مشهور عند كثيرنا لا شك فيه. That is well known to many of us. The statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. Whoever Allah, He wants good for that individual, He gives them understanding of the religion. And many people, they don't know and they don't understand it to the degree that Abu Darda, he understood. ما هو الفقه؟ ما هو هذا الفقه؟ What is the understanding? What is this understanding that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever Allah wants good for him or her, He gives them understanding of the religion. So no doubt, it is tawheed. No doubt it is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt it is staying away from associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt that is following the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one who has a clear understanding, a general understanding, a basic understanding of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would understand anything other than this. But Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, in an authentic athar, one, he says radiallahu anhu, إِنَّ مِنْ فِقْهِ الْعَبْدِ. Can we turn the ringers off, put the phones down, put them away? بَرْكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ. The Abu Darda'i رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, إِنَّ مِنْ فِقْهِ الْعَبْدِ. From the understanding of the servant, from that fiqh, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yuridi Allahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi din." Whoever Allah wants good for him, He gives him understanding of the religion. Abu Darda radiallahu an, he said, "Wa min fiqh al-abd, wa inna min fiqh al-abd." And indeed, from the understanding of the servant, that if Allah wants good for them, He gives this understanding to them. And when we look at our affairs, barakallahu fiikum, when we understand this statement of Abu Darda'i, we will begin to understand why do we not see the fruits of saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why do we not experience the strength of brotherhood connected to this statement? Because that's from the khayr. That's from the good. That if Allah gives an individual understanding of the religion, that brotherhood will follow. That sisterhood will follow. That strength would follow. That dignity, that honor, that success would follow. ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرِ لِمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. That's the good. Why don't we see it? Why don't we experience it? Abu Darda'i radiallahu anhu, he said, from this fiqh of the servant, أَنْ يَعْلَمَ مَا زَادَ مِنْ إِمَانِهِ وَمَا نَقُصَ مِنْ. See, this is the affair, ya ibadallah. Min ahamul umur lil mu'min imani. From the most important affairs for the believer is his faith. It is her faith. Wala nafqahu ma huwa al iman. But we don't understand clearly what is our iman in the context of what Abu Darda is presenting here. He says, from that understanding is that the servant knows what is going to increase them in iman, what has increased them in faith. It's as though they're keeping a track record and they're well connected. وَهَذَا مِنْ أُمُورِ الْقَلْبِيَّةِ مِنْ أُمُورِ الْأَفْئِدَةِ. This is from the affairs of the heart. To be able to detect the increase and the decrease of iman. This is from the purification of the soul. To be able to detect the increase and the decrease of iman and what it is that increases it and what it is that decreases it. This is what we're missing, ya ibadallah. This is what we're lacking. That understanding, that connection, that interaction with faith itself. So he says, from the fiqh of the servant is that they understand what increases their faith and what decreases their faith. وَإِنَّ مِنْ فِقْهِ الْعَبْدِ. And indeed from the understanding of the servant. أَنْ يَعْلَمَ أَمُزْدَادٌ هُوَ. From the understanding of the servant is that he's able to distinguish regarding his own self, regarding her own self. Am I being increased? Am I being increased? أَمُنْتَقِصٌ. Or am I being decreased? Am I one who is being increased or one who is being decreased? When a person has understanding, this is what they pay attention to. This is what they pay attention to. The one who does not have understanding, they walk around as though they're safe. Just because they say that they're Muslim. Just because he covers. Just because he prays. They think that they're safe. كيف في هذا البلد في هذا الدار ودار الكفر كيف أين الأمن. Where's the safety and security in regards to faith? And this is the land of the disbelievers, built upon disbelief, calling to disbelief, beautifying disbelief. How are we safe if we don't have a connection to iman and the reality of what increases it? And the reality of what decreases it. And if we're not truly concerned with, am I better today? Am I better this morning than I was last night? Am I weaker? Has something decreased me? Has something increased me? We have to pay attention to this affair, ya ibadallah. This is fiqh. This is what Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, this is what he understood to be included in understanding that which if Allah gives it to a person, he wants good for them. Not that a person remains ignorant of faith and the realities of faith and the functionality of faith and its increase and decrease. Laysa bifaqih. That person doesn't understand. That person doesn't understand. Al-jahil fi imani wa halati imani laysa bifaqih. The one who's ignorant regarding his faith and the condition of his faith, that individual is not one who has understanding. So Abu Darda'i radiallahu anhu, he says, وَإِنَّ مِنْ فِكْرِ الْعَبْدِ. This is the third thing that he includes in what is understanding that's going to bring about good for the servant if Allah gives it to them. He says, radiallahu anhu, وَأَنْ يَعْلَمَ نَزَغَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُ. In ta'tiyahu. He says, from fiqh of the servant, that he knows, that she knows, when the shaitan is causing corruption to exist, spoiling the relationship between them and their Lord, spoiling the relationship between them and the entrance to paradise, spoiling the relationship between them and their wife, spoiling the relationship between her and her husband, spoiling the relationship between the children and the parents, spoiling the relationships. هذا نزغ يا عباد الله يدل على إفساد بين اثنين. النزغ يدل على الإفساد بين اثنين. That this whispering and this prompting, this incitement, this intoxication from the shaitan, it causes corruption to exist between two things. So whenever the servant is corrupted, at the very least, what is happening? Even if the people continue to support you, even if the people don't leave you, even if the people don't hate you, it has put a distance between you and your Lord. It has caused you to be further away from your Lord. If you give in to the incitements, in the whisperings, in the promptings of the shaitan, لا دعاء الشيطان دعوت الشيطان إلا إلى الفساد. The call of the shaitan is not to anything except corruption. It's going to spoil. إلى المفاسد, to those things that spoil and corrupt and damage and reduce the wholesomeness, reduce the benefit, remove the benefit. That's the call of the shaitan. So Abu Darda'i radiallahu anhu, he says, this is from the fiqh of the servant, that they know. أَهَذَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَدْعُونِي إِلَى الْفَسَادِ. Is this from the shaitan calling me to something that's going to corrupt me? فِي عَقِيدَتِي أَوْ فِي أَقْوَالِي. Something that's going to corrupt me in regards to my belief. Something that's going to corrupt me in regards to my speech. وَأَخْلَاقِي. And my character. هَذَا دَعْوَةُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَى النَّاسِ إِلَى عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. That's the call of the shaitan to the servants, to that which is going to spoil, disrupt, cut them off from their Lord, from iman, from beliefs, from proper speech, from good character, from their brothers, from their sisters, and it's going to cut and cut and cut until the individual is left with himself and his sins, standing before his Lord. Left with himself and his sins, standing before his Lord. While in the dunya, he didn't have that understanding, so he continued upon that way. She continued upon that way. So if Allah doesn't give the servant this understanding, أين الفلاح بعد الجهل في هذه. Where's the success after the ignorance regarding this affair that Abu Darda is highlighting? Faith, what increases it? What decreases it? Am I actually increased today?
Have I been decreased? The heart has to be awake, aware, alive, conscious, attached, afraid, committed. And if it's not that, it won't be able to detect the reality of these things that Abu Darda, he's highlighting. Barakallahu feekum. That's our affair, ya ibadullah. Don't think that we have it. Don't think that we're safe. Don't think that we understand it. We have to feel it. Yes, we have to feel it. When it goes up, we feel it. And we're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it decreases, we feel it. And we're afraid. And we run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we're not connected, we don't feel it. We don't change. We don't improve. We don't turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadha al-haq. La rayba fi. This is the truth and there's no doubt regarding it, ya ibadallah. So don't let the shaitan think you or cause you to feel safe and you don't know iman. You can't determine whether you've increased or decreased. Hadha min nazaghati shaitan. This is from the things and the whispers and the call of the shaitan to think one to be safe and to ignore the realities of iman. Don't be like them. Who? Al-Ghafilun. Those who are heedless and unaware of their Lord and standing before Him. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Bismillah. والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد مختصرا أقول in summary I say بارك الله فيكم that from the challenges that we are subjected to is that we are far away from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Far away from the cultivation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Far away from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in la rayba fi. No doubt. But alhamdulillah, Allah has preserved the cultivation, the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from that is that when the people entered into Islam, the hadith of Tariq radiallahu anhu, the sahih of Imam Muslim, hadith of Tariq, he says, Kana rajul, he said, when a man, aslama, when an individual embraced Islam, allamahu nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach him as salah. So what is this? الشهادة والصلاة. الدخول في الإسلام هذا شهادتين. نعم نعم. So they enter into Islam هذا العقيدة. الإخلاص والاتباع. That's the belief and that's the following. That's what is established by saying أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. الإخلاص والمتابعة. That's what's established with those two statements. I believe that nothing deserves to be worshipped other than Allah, sincerely devoting myself to Him, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in all of my efforts to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadha shahadatain. Then he would teach them the salah. Salah imaduddin. The salah is the pillar of the religion. It holds up the religion. Man taraka salah dakhala fil kufr. Whoever leaves the salah, whoever abandons the salah, he enters into disbelief. خرج عن الدين خرج عن الإسلام. He leaves out from the religion. He leaves out from Islam. التارك للصلاة. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he taught them dua. He would teach them dua. That dua where he said the hadith of Tariq رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would teach them to say what? Five things.
There are various narrations that come together, five things. The first, ighfir li, forgive me. هذا بداية عبودية. هذا البداية العبودية. Istighfar. This is the beginning of being a servant and be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness. Humble yourself. Know that you displeased your Lord. اغفر لي وارحمني and have mercy upon me. In regards to these two, they say the istighfar, it removes that which is going to enter the person into the fire. In the mercy, it brings about which facilitates success and purification. Wahdini, and guide me. Teach me. Learn me. Educate me. Keep me firm upon what is pleasing to you. Ihdini. Rabia. And the fourth, say, Wa'afini. Give me well-being. Min amrad al-qalb wal-jasad. Give me well-being from the sicknesses of the heart and the sicknesses of the body. That which harms my religion and that which harms my dunya. Afini. Warzuqni. Warzuqni. And provide for me. And provide for me. Ya ibadallah. These affairs, they combine all good and they connect the heart to the servant. And this is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began the people upon. So I remind, and I mention here specifically, we have been deprived from that cultivation. So go back, ya ibadallah. Understand the shahada. Understand the salah. According to the guidance of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni yusalli. Pray as you have seen me pray. Don't pray the way your mothers prayed. Don't pray the way your fathers prayed. Don't pray the way your peoples pray in Egypt, in Pakistan, somewhere in America, because they were ignorant and they remained ignorant. Whatever. Pray how he prayed. Which requires us to do what? Go back to the narrations. Return to the ahadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Leave off your opinions and your desires. Go back to the narrations. Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Awalan. Go back to Sahih Muslim, Sahih al-Bukhari. Start there. Pay attention to those who bring forth the narrations that are authentic as proofs and evidences, highlighting the way, making it easy for us to be firm if we truly believe. Ya ibadallah, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness, seek mercy, seek guidance, seek well-being, and seek your provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask, ask Allah. When you seek help from Allah. هذا صراط مستقيم والحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك بارك الله فيك